Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 24. We got this these series of broadcasts that are dealing with the return of Lord Jesus Christ, the end of this world, asking three questions. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready for your judgment? And we feel a need and an emphasis to proclaim this. We in our intro for the broadcast tell about that we hold to the truth that Jesus will come one day and rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords for 1,000 years. And we look forward to that day. And the signs of the times are at hand such that his coming is indeed drawing very near. We've considered about scoffers. We've considered about a promise that the Lord has given of those four horsemen. We have taken a look at a great hope about that the people of God have in the return of the Lord Jesus Christ for them in the rapture. And now we want to take a look at these things that the Lord Jesus Christ dealt with his disciples about, his apostles, and telling them about end times. We understand the book of Matthew is the Gospel of Matthew has a bent towards the Jews, and some of these things apply to them, and some of these things do apply to us in general. We hold to a position that the Lord Jesus Christ will come for the saints, the rapture, before the time of great tribulation of the Jews, and before the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. And but we know that the Lord Jesus Christ, or the Lord, is going to work to save Israel and to bring his nation back to him, and he's going to save Jews out of that nation, and there's going to be a great working of the Lord in the latter times, in that 70th week of Daniel, a time of Jacob's trouble, a time of tribulation, that the Lord is going to use those things not only to judge the world and to judge mankind and the world system, if you will, but also bring his nation back to him. In Matthew chapter 24, verse number 1, we read, "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple." And so they wanted to show him different things and talk about it and look at it and everything, consider that. This is the temple that was built in Ezra's day and then remodeled by Herod. A great work, not as great as the temple that Solomon had built, but a great work indeed. And so they marveled a lot at the size and the working that's there. And, of course, these things belong to the Jews, and so they're very proud of them. And it says there they want to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, verse 2, "See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." And so the Lord Jesus gives an indication that one day these great buildings that are seen are not going to be here. And so much so that not one stone is going to be sitting upon another, which is a great thing. It's all going to be thrown down. And we know that those things happened in 70 AD when Titus came in and conquered Jerusalem. They set the temple on fire and to melt the gold and picked up, you know, dug out all the stones to get the gold that had melted down in between them. And so it made it to where the place was desolate. It was decimated. In verse number 3, it says, "And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, his disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" And so They go from the temple over on the Olivet, more than likely over in Gethsemane. That would seem to be the case. The Lord often resorted hitherto, the scripture tells us. And so they're over there on the Mount of Olives, and his disciples asking three things. When are these things going to happen? What's going to be the sign of your coming? And what about the end of the world? Tell us of the end of the world. So Jesus is going to undertake to answer these questions and even, I believe, give them more. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. So regarding these things, there will be deception at hand. And one must beware that they be not deceived. And so listen to what the Lord says and don't believe what deceivers say, okay? People are going to come up with ideas and thoughts and such as that, but don't listen to them. Listen to what the Lord says. Listen to this. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. So there will be antichrists, those that will tell that they are the Christ. Here I think in recent times, we got a man out of South America that has declared himself, and he's even changed his name, that he is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's changed his name to that. He made a prediction about the ushering in of his reign and all that, and that time came and went. There's been fellows like that. There's going to be fellows like that. There are fellows like that. Now, there are those that are going to come. They are antichrist, because here's the thing. The Lord is going to reveal in this passage that when Jesus shows up, nobody's got to tell anybody that he's Jesus. Because of his glory, his majesty, his greatness, his magnificence, his omnipotence, nobody's got to tell another, hey, that's Jesus Christ. Nobody has to ask. When Jesus shows up, everybody knows that it's him. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, which we have that at hand now. And part of what's brought us to focus upon this series and this consideration presently. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So there'll be false Christ, there'll be wars and rumors of war, but that's not end. The end is not yet. Those things are going to be. He said, when shall these things be? He says, the end is not yet. So we're referring to the end because there'll be rumors of war and false Christ. That's not the end. For nation shall rise against nation, verse 7, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. So nations are going to war. Kingdoms are going to war, and because of war, we saw that about the horsemen. There are those that conquer, and then there's a removal of peace, and then there is a great value on food, a day's wage for just a small portion of food. So there's famine at hand, and then that brings death. And so that's what happens with warfare. When warfare escalates and escalates and escalates and becomes more and more and more widespread, there is famine, and so that's going to be. There's going to be famine, pestilence, and then there's earthquakes. That's an interesting thing. There's going to be an effect of the earth. The earth is going to do something, and it's going to quake. There's going to be earthquakes in different places. Seemingly, there's been an increase of earthquakes. And, of course, the time that our generations live in this day, we really have not much of a frame of reference. If someone lives 8 decades, even 100 years, it's not much of a frame of reference relative to the 6,000-year age of the earth. But he said there's going to be earthquakes, and we have seen an increase of earthquakes even in our day. All these are the beginning of sorrows. And so we looked at the four horsemen in Revelation chapter 6. I think that's relative to this. Our Lord just tells us about it in a different way, using different words, but the same thing. Verse 9, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And so he says, as these pressures come on, and the thing is, this has always been the case for the people of God, those that hold to the doctrine and the place of the Lord's church. It's New Testament Baptist church. We believe it's manifested in our day, not always being called Baptist. The Baptists were called Anabaptist at the onset of the name, and it was a slur. It wasn't a commendation by any means. It was a slur, re-baptizers. That's what Anna means, is re-baptizers. Catholicism and others, even the reformationists rather, they took the position that, one could be saved by baptizing, by administering sacraments or participating in sacraments and such as that. Salvation is by the Lord Jesus Christ. The scripture declares it plainly. The grace of God cannot be sought from the Lord or gained from the Lord by anything that we would pay or trade. The grace of the Lord is free. His favor is free upon sinners. And salvation is free and only accomplished through the Lord Jesus Christ and not what we can do. And so there, when there's these pressures and these rumors, there's wars and rumors of war, famine, pestilence, it's been that the people of God, the Jews, the nation of Israel, have been blamed for things that have come about. And so it would be, has been, and would be even yet that the people of God would be accused for trouble and problems in a nation as has been laid on the Lord's people in centuries gone by. He said, there's going to be a delivering to be afflicted. There's going to be a killing of the Lord's people. He says, you. It happened to the disciples, and it will certainly happen to the people of God. We've got great affliction in the world of no doubt true saints in the world. They're being greatly afflicted and killed for the name of the Lord. And so those things are just part of the way it's going to be, and it has been. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Because of a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ, his word, his doctrine, the people of God will be hated. Jesus was hated, and they put him to death. Yes, by the determinate counsel of God, he yielded himself to that, and submitted himself to that. But he was taken, and he was killed by those that hated him, and as he declared, even he was hated without a cause. Without a cause, our Lord Jesus was hated, and they took him and they killed him. And so they will do with the people of God. He says, all these are the beginnings of sorrows. This is the way it'll begin. Verse 10. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. When oppression comes and turmoil in the world, food being the most valuable thing that people can lay their hands on, a religious, a true faith persecution or persecution of the true faith and religion of the Lord, then it'll come a time where those that are professors but not possessors will sell out others. And may the Lord help us. If you claim the name of Christ and you're one of his people, may God help us that we be faithful and true to him until whatever end is in store for us. Well, I see that our time is past for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.